For three decades, nests have been fixed atop power plants for peregrine falcons to lay their eggs and raise their young. Last year marked the 30th anniversary of the We Energies Falcon program, with the 400th chick born at one of its utility sites. Greg Septon founded the recovery program in 1986.
None of this is short term. Unfortunately, we can't wave a magic wand and bring a species back. It takes work and it takes time, and unfortunately, it takes money as well.
Peregrine falcons are still listed as endangered in the state of Wisconsin, but Septon says with continued efforts, they have a bright future. Gabby Vinnick, Wisconsin Public Radio.